We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as your proud mayor of PHNX. I am back and I am absolutely thrilled to be joined by this guy next to me. I don't know what to do sometimes in life when he goes away. It's my vice mayor, the one and only Thunderstick Jesse Friedman.
This is weird, Derek. I don't know if we've ever had like this long of a stretch without either of us on the show. Like there were multiple shows that happened where neither of us were there.
Just one. Just one.
Okay.
Just one without me. In regards to that, my father has been very sick, unfortunately. And we were given a pretty terminal diagnosis for him. And I will say that as emotionally draining as it's been and a weird roller coaster, I'm just glad that my dad is still around. I'm able to still spend some last moments with him, especially knowing how precious these moments are. But I just wanted to thank everybody for their kind words and everybody at PHNX for their support. It's been tough. My dad's my guy. He's my best friend and my hero. And so it's been a rough weekend and then couple of days, but wanted to thank everybody again for everything. I can't tell you guys how much I appreciate it. And again, it's my dad, so it's not easy, but I couldn't stay away from this show because I miss you guys. I miss the show. I love doing the show. And honestly, it's weird to have a job where you actually miss it after just being away for a day or for a weekend or a few, a little period of time. So I'm always glad to be here. Always glad to be here with Jesse. Of course, this show is brought to you by the fine folks at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Diamondbacks lose today, and they lose the series 2-1. It was a heartbreaking loss again today because it was kind of a fun comeback win there late. Jake McCarthy contributed strongly to this particular game, but unfortunately, the Arizona Diamondbacks bullpen could not be outdone by the Texas Rangers, folks. The Texas Rangers actually surpassed the Diamondbacks in bullpen losses with 40, and the Diamondbacks now get their 40th loss just to kind of keep pace with the Rangers. So 40 bullpen losses this season, tied for the major league lead for most losses. Obviously, the most for the National League, probably going to hold on to that dubious record, but this was a weird series, Jesse. Merrill Kelly was inexplicably bad in game one for this team. I don't know when we've seen Merrill Kelly struggle like this. He gave up 8 earned runs in 4 2/3 innings, 2 walks, 2 Ks. It wasn't Merrill the mainstay.
I mean, Merrill's been so good this year and especially good against the Giants. I mean, he had insane numbers against the Giants coming into this game. Right. So you kind of figured like at some point the Giants were going to figure him out. I mean, I want to say this was his 5th or maybe even 6th start of the year against San Francisco. And when there's that much history between a pitcher and a baseball team, it's just hard for the pitcher to, you know, assert his dominance time and time and time again. Sure. Eventually you're going to kind of figure some things out. And, sure. and I don't think Merrill really had his best stuff in that game either. We know that Merrill is on a mission to get to 200 innings, which it looks like he will still get that opportunity. He is set to start the season finale for the Diamondbacks in Milwaukee. So we'll still get to see Merrill out there one more time in his quest for 200 innings. But yeah, he didn't look so great in his start. And you know, you could make a case, maybe that's the difference between the Diamondbacks coming away with a series win here versus the unfortunate outcome of losing this series in San Francisco.
The Giants did get a shot of Jameson this weekend in the Dre area. Dre Jameson gets win number 3 on the season, continues to look good, continues to be a part of this team that I think is very exciting as far as the starting rotation goes and the future of this team is concerned, especially when it comes to pitching.
Dre Jameson just continues to be good. And looking at some of the numbers, it still somewhat baffles me. Like his velocity was down again in this start, like it was the start before that. Maybe not quite as extreme in this one, but he still had lost maybe a tick or two on his fastball, on his four seamer, and on his sinker. And I thought it was interesting. He threw his sinker a lot in that game. First time we've really seen him go so heavy with the sinker. I think he threw like 45% sinkers as opposed to around, I think he threw 16 four seamers in the entire game. So he really favored a sinker in that start and it worked pretty well. Somehow Dre Jameson just continues to be very, very good for the Diamondbacks. And I know some people are still a little skeptical, you know, sure. seeing a guy who had an ERA of almost 7 in, you know, in the minors this year and come up and do what he's done. It is a little bit startling.
By the way, that's like people's, That's like opposing fans' favorite vocal point for Dre Jameson. When he comes up and just slays their team, they love to look back at his minor league numbers and be like, are we really getting like almost no hit by a guy that like had a 7 ERA in AAA just like a few weeks ago? But, you know, again, it's the Reno effect. You can never really take that into consideration quite enough. But it's also, I don't know, there's something about it that Jameson has really stepped his game up. He's elevated his game. His game plan has been outstanding. We've continued to see him kind of switch his dominant pitch, you know, from game to game, from start to start. And I think that is at least giving him enough of an advantage that the opposing team doesn't know what they're going to get on any given night. Right. And he only has so many pitches to go to, but still we're seeing, I think, a very, you know, well-calculated game plan on his behalf or on the team's behalf. I don't know who to credit there. I also don't know who to credit and who to help fix Zach Davies, who still can't win baseball games. Jesse, 142 games since his last days since his last win. 142 days.
I don't know
the Mariners, but we could talk about where we were 142 days ago, and that's probably like a time capsule in itself.
Davies is just, I mean, the issue, right, is that Davies doesn't throw 5 innings that often. He still does with a decent amount of frequency, but he's usually in the 4 to 5 inning range. And so there are a lot of starts in there where even if he pitches reasonably well, he doesn't even qualify for the win. And the D-backs haven't really helped him out with much run support this season either. So when you put those two things together, you're going to wind up with just not very many wins on the year, no matter how well you pitch at times, which I still think Zach Davies has had a decent season, but it is still startling. I mean, Zach Davies to have, you know, to have as few decisions as Zach Davies does at this stage of the year is pretty wild. Yeah.
May 13th was his last win. It's wild. It really is. But let's take a look at the numbers in this series because they really do shed some light on why the Diamondbacks weren't able to come out on top, really. Is Leah broken? Leah's broken. Leah's broken and the show is broken and it's come to a halt. But the Diamondbacks did Leah. I don't, do I do it myself here? I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I'm going to put it up. There we go. 2-1. I'll do Leah's job for her. Starting pitching ERA, not great. A lot of those numbers being drugged down, obviously, by Merrill Kelly's inexplicable eight earned run performance.
Yeah, and the Giants had a 4.91 starting ERA from their starting pitchers in this series, but they really only had like one actual starting pitcher. Rolling with Scott Alexander as an opener in back-to-back games is not necessarily what I expected. But yeah, the bullpen on both sides wasn't particularly good throughout the course of the series, but today.
400 batting average with runners in scoring position. What is that even like, Jesse? I don't know what that's like.
Well, it's weird because the Diamondbacks in this series had 41 opportunities with runners in scoring position. Whoa. They were 12 for 41, which is pretty good. Crap. A 293 batting average. Like that's pretty good all the way around. But the Giants were just 6 for 15. The Giants had half as many hits with runners in scoring position as the Diamondbacks did. But, I mean, they capitalized in those few opportunities that they had. And we certainly saw this in this Sunday game, you know, coming through in the bottom of the 10th inning. The Diamondbacks had scored a run in the top half. You know, you felt pretty good. They have a shot to come out on top in this one. And Taylor Widener, unfortunately, just couldn't throw a strike. And a few singles that were sort of dinky got through the infield, and there you go. As you said earlier, Derek, there's your 40th bullpen loss of the season.
Yeah, and the bullpen broke Leah, like Charles Woodall Pike says. It's an E9 on the producer, I think, E10. The Diamondbacks, this is our final Sunday show, by the way, you guys. This is it. No more Sunday shows for us because there's no more season after this. Taking a look at the upcoming calendar here, the Diamondbacks only have a 3-game set against the Milwaukee Brewers that still do have playoff implications. The Diamondbacks could play spoiler here or maybe just lay down like the finger poke of doom and let Milwaukee roll over them for the final three and, you know, ruin someone else's playoff chances. I don't know. The Diamondbacks really do, though, have a critical role in what happens here with the final wildcard spot. So this is going to be a fun series to watch. I feel like, Jesse, the Diamondbacks end their season 10-17 on Sundays. So I don't know what that means, but
gross. Yeah.
It's not great. No. And it's why we're sad here a lot on Sunday. Right. And I don't like to be sad. That it's thanks to the Cardinals for uplifting our spirits, but I'd also like to thank another person. And that is our DraftKings King of the Series, Jesse. It's the one and only Jake, the Rake McCarthy. With a ridiculous 500 batting average in this series, 2 RBI, 3 runs scored, and just an all-around spark plug for this offense continues to be impressive both defensively and offensively.
He made a really nice play. I think it was in the 9th inning when Mark Melanson was on the mound. He made a very, very nice play running into the fence in right field. And of course, in San Francisco, playing the outfield is very difficult in general. Just the dimensions of that ballpark are very strange. But yeah, Jake McCarthy just continues to do good things on both sides. He also scored from first earlier in the game on a double by Josh Rojas. That was a play where I don't think that many players score from first on that play, but for Jake McCarthy, it's like not even close, right? Like
he makes things look easy.
Yeah,
it makes it look easy. That play, the defensive play you were describing, Varsho had one of those as well. These guys are just so good in the outfield that they make these plays look easy. Win or lose, you can't help but be excited about watching this team. Corbin Carroll's throw was just a bit off there on that final run that scored there at the end, but he once again showed off his arm there, and Corbin Carroll continues to be outstanding for this team as well. But McCarthy has hit, now that the season is over, the official season series against the Giants is over, he hit .426 in 13 games this season. And is a huge reason why the Diamondbacks won the season series against them 10 games to 9. I'm not going to say the sole reason, obviously, you know, it's a baseball game, but he has just been outstanding when it comes to playing against the San Francisco Giants.
I do have to say, although, yes, like the outfield defense has been spectacular, that play that you mentioned at the end there, I did expect the Diamondbacks to actually convert an out there at home. It was the type of play where it was close. It certainly wasn't an easy play for Corbin Carroll to make. But that's a play that in the big leagues, I really think you have to make. And I understand the Giants making the decision to send the runner there. You know, it's late and you feel like you have a shot. Corbin Carroll doesn't have a cannon by any means.
Yeah. You have no outs at that point, right? You have bases loaded. What do you have to lose to try to walk it off right there?
Yeah. Yeah. They probably felt pretty comfortable doing that, but, Carson Kelly didn't, I think it was a one hopper and Carson Kelly had the ball clank off his glove. Maybe if that doesn't happen, maybe they get him, but, I'd have to go back and look at the replay to see exactly what happened. But as the play was happening and you see the run around third base, it felt like the kind of play the Diamondbacks probably should have made. And, yeah, you know, I mean, like that. You said, there wasn't anybody out at that point. So whether that actually changes the outcome of this game, you know, probably not in the end. Right. But right. Something
that wasn't good.
No, but something to like keep an eye on with Corbin Carroll. I think he's played a really good defensive outfield overall. We've seen him make so many great plays, but some of these plays, you know, trying to get a runner at home plate, he's looked a bit shaky at times. So something I'm sure he'll be working on moving forward.
I would also build on that by saying it's something I don't think the Diamondbacks as a team have done well this year. We have not seen them convert a lot of those outfield, you know, to anybody in the outfield. That's one thing that I think they all kind of come up short on a bit, and that is no knock at Dalton Bershow, but short on the arm strength and getting a throw in there for getting someone at first base. I just wanted to make sure
was so bad. Clarifying.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't throwing him under the bus.
It wouldn't have been a shot at Dalton Bershow.
I not brought up his name. That. Oh, damn it.
Oh, man.
I really Perdomo'd that. All right. Well, we looking ahead, we want to thank Jake McCarthy again for being our DraftKings King of the Series. And we want to thank you guys for already being DraftKings customers. For those of you that are new customers, come on over. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win. And if they do, you'll get $200 in free bets instantly using our promo code of PHNX. They also have these stepped up game, same game parlays, where the more legs you add, the more money you win. So you can add extra additional legs to boost your winnings up to 100%. So make sure to check those out, because you can throw out down on those once per game day all season long. Those will be available. You do have to opt in for those, and I believe you have to opt in every week. And again, just keep an eye out for all the promotions that they have over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Most of them do require that opt-in, so you can just scroll. If you're looking in your app, you can scroll up there at the top of the screen and make sure you're seeing whatever they have to offer. College football, NFL, it doesn't matter. There's all sorts of great promotions over at the DraftKings Sportsbook, but the main one to use is ours, a PHNX. That's promo code PHNX to get those $200 in free bets based on $5 bet and a win. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. And also, Jesse is an OG user of Game Time. But for all of you that are new to Game Time, Game Time is incredible. Game Time is the app to use. I know we are on here because it's a partner and we're talking about it, but I was literally at a friend's party yesterday, just hyping up the Game Time chatter, letting people know if you're waiting till the last minute to buy tickets, which people did, was the Gorillaz concert that I told you that they didn't invite me to. And you know what? Because they didn't invite me, I'm kind of glad that they paid full price, but they could have saved up to 60%. Had they invited me, Jesse, it would have been that simple. And I would have told them about Game Time. We would have gotten great seats together. We all would have had a fun time. I wouldn't be petty like I'm being now. But if you want to be petty against your friends, you might not want to tell them about how great Game Time is and how much you can save. Saving 60%, you procrastinators out there. Same day of the event. That's when you want to go on there to buy. And the best way to buy is by supporting us through the link in the description for the show. Make sure to do that. That way we here at PHNX D-backs get Game Time to know that we brought you in. So use that link in the description and save 60%. Let me tell you, they had some incredible seats available. And again, it's one of those things that you have to wait till the last minute. But if you do, you'll get some great deals. Jesse, the MLB playoffs are right here. We talked about the fact the Diamondbacks could impact the playoffs a bit with this series against the Milwaukee Brewers, against Brad Boxberger and the Brewers. I'm tired of seeing I am tired of seeing some of these names on these opposing teams, Jesse, let me tell you. But
you mean because Shelby Miller is thrown five and two thirds innings this Shelby season, and he has 13 strikeouts and hasn't walked anyone and hasn't allowed a run in those innings.
I don't like any of that, what you're saying. But there's a close race in the NL East between the Mets and the Braves that's developing into something quite spicy here at the end of the season.
It is. Yeah. Those two teams are playing as we speak, which I guess if you're listening on the audio side, that game is probably over at this point. But as we speak, it's the bottom of the third. The Mets have a 3-1 lead over the Atlanta Braves, which is especially interesting. If the Mets win this game, right? So right now, the season series between the Braves and the Mets is tied at 9 games each. So if the Mets win this game, they would move into a tie with the Atlanta Braves, and they would have the season series. So they would win the tiebreaker at that point. And of course, we still have 3 games to play for each of these teams after this. So things are getting very, very interesting. I know the moment that we get done here, Derek, I'm going to go watch some Mets and Braves because nice. This is pretty much the most exciting race happening in baseball right now.
Yeah, it is. I think most races are pretty settled at this point. Obviously, we talked about what's happening there with the wild card in the National League as well. But I guess my big question, Jesse, is who are you going to be rooting for in the postseason? Who do you personally want to see have a great postseason and make that World Series run this year?
I guess I have multiple answers to this question. The first answer is the Toronto Blue Jays, solely for the reason that I picked them to win the World Series at the beginning of the year. I'd like to come out well in that prediction, although they're probably not the favorites to win the World Series at this point, coming out of the wild card. But they've also, Leah appreciates it.
You got Leah's vote on that one.
Got Leah's vote. The Blue Jays are still a really good team. I mean, they're 90 and 69 right now with a few games to play. So even though they're going in, of course you had to say that, even though they're going in as a wild card team, you know, they have a pretty good record. They are going to be the highest seeded wild card team out of the American League. I have a hard time not having like a soft spot in my heart for the St. Louis Cardinals. Just seeing Albert Pujols in the playoffs, seeing Yadier Molina. Pick.
That's 100% my pick. I mean, Adam Wainwright, you have Paul Goldschmidt, right? Like a guy named Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah, I hear he plays for them.
I've heard he's quite good. Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah. Also, known Star Wars character, Lars Nootbaar, right? I don't know if you paid attention to what they've done over there, but their whole, like, they got this whole thing with a pepper grinder, Jesse, where they have like a pepper grinder. They kind of just did it as a motion, like some of the things the Diamondbacks have done, right? Diamondbacks had like driving the bus, and they've had other things, right?
The Diamondbacks do the pepper grinder. They've done that.
The pepper grinder? Well, here's the thing is Lars Nootbaar actually has a pepper grinder that he keeps in the dugout. Apparently at some point on a road trip, it randomly, like, this is an actual story. It randomly showed up at his like hotel room when they were on a road trip with no like notification who gave it to him at all, but there was just this pepper grinder. So now they got an actual pepper grinder in the, and like I said, I'm pretty sure he's part of the Rebels in Star Wars. I don't know.
Yeah, it feels right.
Lars Nootbaar sounds like a pilot, like a Rebel pilot, right? But I mean, I don't know. It, like you said, the Pujols, the Yadi stuff. I mean, for me, Yadi Molina is going to be the manager, I believe, of the Puerto Rican team in the World Baseball Classic. So, it's one last blast for these guys. And to be honest, Pujols hit what, 702 today? So, it's been crazy. Like there was a time where we were wondering if he would get to 700, you know what I mean? Like if he'd even get close, and now this is where we're at. But I just feel like that team would be a fun team to watch, even though the Cardinals fly under the radar for being very Yankee-like, right? Like they're the Yankees of the National League, yet nobody ever accuses them of that. No one ever calls them that because somehow
what makes you think that?
The amount of World Series that they've won. their ability to go out and snag big name free agents and such and bring them over, and their limitless amount of money that they tend to have when they need to. Like, they build from within and they just do things differently. I know, but it's like the Cardinals, the Cardinals do stay free of that. Like, I hate the Cardinals because they win all the time, but they do win all the time.
I mean, I still feel like it's pretty different though. Like, the Yankees do build a substantial portion of their roster with free agency, whereas the Cardinals, like, both Nolan Arenado, and like Paul Goldschmidt, they of course brought over in a trade, right? We all know that.
Well aware, and Jesse, for Carson Kelly and Luke Weaver, right? Right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we are aware of this. And Nolan Arenado, similar story, right? It was a trade that the Colorado Rockies never ever should have made, but they did.
The money to pay them to keep them. That's, I guess, what I'm talking about. Yes, they get them through a trade.
They're both on like such reasonable contracts, though. I know, like,
I fucking hate. I can't stand.
I mean, the Cardinals payroll is higher
for them. You've made me not root for them now. Now I don't want to root for them. Go Tampa Bay Rays. I don't know.
The Tampa Bay Rays, they're the team that you call like the Diamondbacks blood brothers or something, right?
They are.
Like,
they're their sister team.
Association there. Yes. Yeah. Okay. That was it.
Yeah. But yes, I don't know. Anybody else? Todd is with me in the comments with the Cardinals. Cardinals have had a Hall of Famer on roster since 1909. See, he gets it. He knows. They always have somebody great on their team. It's incredible. But
like a lot of those guys came up through the Cardinals organization. You know, it's not like they're picking free agents from all over the place. And those are the guys that are always, you know, the best players on their team. But yeah, they've made some Pujols, very, right?
You know, yeah, bringing someone back like that to have their last, you know, go be with the team that, you know, that they drafted them, that had them on their team, that contributed so much to the team, to the organization, you know? So I don't know. It's a fun team to watch. They're a fun team to watch, but we're also a fun team to watch over here at gophnx.com. And Jesse is an MVP. He's a Hall of Famer. Make sure to get a membership so you read his stuff over at gophnx.com. If you don't have a membership already, get yourself an annual membership. You'll get a free t-shirt like this Seth Cerveza Reno Aces Championship shirt that I'm wearing right here over at the phnxlocker.com, or whatever shirt you want. If you get a month-to-month membership, we'll hook you up with your first month for just 50 cents, so you get something no matter what. And regardless of your membership status, you'll get access to our members-only Discord and our members-only discounts over at the phnxlocker.com. Also, we thank the 9-10 of you that are here, and that is no knock at you guys. You guys are the best. We appreciate you. Motion in the comments says, as a Canadian, I'm rooting for a Blue Jays Mariners series.
Yeah.
A lot of Mariners, a lot of people rooting for those Mariners, man. It's a fun team to watch that has not been here for, I mean, a grown adult that was born the last time the Mariners made the postseason can drink now, Jesse. But anyway, you can make sure to subscribe to the PHNX Sports YouTube channel. Sign up for notifications. That way you don't miss whenever we go live. Give us a thumbs up just for my own personal benefit. It makes me feel good. And if you're listening to us on your audio podcast, as Jesse, on your audio podcasting app, as Jesse alluded to, make sure to subscribe to us and leave us a 5-star review there. I'm also supposed to apologize once again to More Furniture, just because they did not like, they're not going to replace my chair if I don't stop hitting this one with a baseball bat. So I just want them to know that I'm sorry for the abuse of chairs. I understand you guys are chair sensitive. And I want to thank them for sprucing up our office and making it look so beautiful. If you need a new chair, you can actually go on, because they don't know about your track record or your history with beating up chairs. Spruce up your home by going to morefurniture.com and get yourself in on their fall sale. They have some wonderful furniture, including these leather recliners that every man cave, every office, everyone needs in their house. So check them out over at morefurniture.com. We are getting all of these facts in here. Between that and the secret base doc from 2020, I have to pull for the M's. There's more information about how long it's been. The Mariners are in the postseason for the first time since 2001, Jesse. We all know what the Diamondbacks were doing in 2001. they were winning World Series, but
this is true.
that's the only flex I can ever pull, right? That's,
I mean, you know what the, you know what the Mariners, what the Mariners were doing in 2001 is they were winning 116 games. That's what the Mariners were doing.
That's right. That's the one that I remember that because I laughed about that after the Diamondbacks won the World Series. I was like, your regular season is meaningless baseball. But anyway, there, I mean, and you know, the Diamondbacks definitely pivoted during that period of time. We talked about it extensively, but it's just crazy to think back and wonder what this franchise would be without that early World Series in 2001, if they didn't pivot and decide to trade a bunch of their, you know, future stars and prospects off for Curt Schilling and bring Randy Johnson in and do all of the things they did in order to make this team an immediate contender. Right. But
yeah,
like you said, the Mariners were that Mariners team in 2001 was incredible. So many names on that roster that are like legendary players from the 90s and from baseball cards and from all this stuff. But I guess
players from baseball cards.
Oh no. Well, the way I made to say that is because like the Mariners cards, a bit like I loved the Mariners players and shit just because of like, I don't know, the vibe of that team. The vibe was incredible of that team, right? So and like, I don't know, it was definitely something that a lot of people that were baseball fans in that time frame remember. I was old enough to remember it. I know that you weren't. You were, let's just rip this band-aid off. You were four.
I was not three. Four.
You were three.
I, depending on which part of the postseason you're talking about, I could have been 2 or 3 years old.
God.
So there you go. Yeah, you all can do the math.
Do you even know? And Leah was five. I'm done with this show. I quit. I just we've done 30 minutes. Let's wrap it up. We thank you guys for coming. I'm not going to talk to these children anymore about I was graduating high school back then. I was drinking. Wikipedia went online in 2001, Jesse. We didn't even have Wikipedia before this. We didn't even have Wikipedia before this. You couldn't even wiki stuff to then, you know, confirm with your friends whether they were wrong about stuff. iTunes launched in 2001. We didn't have that. We did have downloading music, though. It was called sharing. That was the year that got ended. That's when Napster got shut down, too. Cost of a gallon of gas was $1.46, Jesse.
In 2001?
$1.46.
Oh, yeah. No. Derek, that means that at this same rate, like, that means that in, like, 2040, a gallon of gas is going to be, like, $15.
Correct. Yes,
That's terrifying.
Movies at the movie theater. First Harry Potter. First Lord of the Rings. Shrek.
Shrek, yeah. So I also did this. I also went through and looked at movies from 2001, and naturally, I didn't recognize the names of any of them. But did. You know, well, Lord, I must have not done a very good search because I didn't see Lord of the Rings in there. That I definitely would have recognized. Okay. But Shrek, right. I did see. That was that Shrek was the first Shrek movie was pretty good. Of course, they've made like 12 of them since.
Yeah, but they ruin that stuff. They definitely do. What was I doing in 2001? My wife and I had just met in 2001. That's
wow.
My wife and I have been together the entire drought of the Mariners postseason has been the amount of time my relationship with my wife has existed. Basically. I feel responsible in some way. Like maybe our love somehow caused
people in Seattle so much distress.
I don't know. Oh man. But you know, on the sad news, Dale Earnhardt died in the Daytona 500 that year. And like for me personally, that doesn't even seem like long enough for that. Like Dale Earnhardt and that, you know, the way it changed NASCAR, what it did, like just the impact that the death of somebody, you know, of his caliber, you know what I mean? We're talking about like one of the best at his sport dying while participating in his sport. It was something, man. It was something. There was a period of time where people were a bit convinced that like NASCAR wasn't gonna go on or be the same, and it wasn't for the better. I mean, they did all sorts of things to, you know, make sure that this wouldn't happen again, and you know, consider the safety of drivers. But yeah, it was it seems like a lifetime ago now, Jesse. It really does. It really does. I was a veterinary technician in 2001. That's what I was doing. In case you guys wanted to know. Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, but yeah, it was pretty boring. I got to play with dogs all day though, so that wasn't the worst. But
do you know that Google Images launched in 2001?
Oh my God. What did we do before that? I don't even know. We just lied to each other about stuff, basically. Like, you could make up whatever and nobody could verify it ever. You know, those were the good old days. Oh man.
Like, this is like a real question. Like,
sure.
If I would have wanted to find a picture of something, what would I have done? Like, where would I have gone? So, I don't know the answer to that question.
I would have, like, there was still searchable databases for websites, right? So there was other stuff before Google, and Google existed, I think, at this time. But, like, basically you would just go and search for a website that had stuff like that. And you would hope that when you went to it, that it had images. So then you would just kind of click around on websites randomly. A lot of them were ugly and text-based and didn't have any images on it, like GeoCities sites and all sorts of nightmarish shit. Todd says, Ask Jeeves. I used Ask Jeeves all the time, expected it somehow to be better, but it wasn't. And so then you just kind of blindly could find, but it wasn't, you just didn't. I mean, I don't know. There wasn't, you like now we know how easy it is to access images. So you would go on there to pick up images. Like, I swear to God, I don't even know what we did, right? Like, funny pictures, you guys, we just emailed them to each other. That's what we used to do. And then you'd email them to like 10 other people because, these guys are going to love this. That's what we did. It was horrible. And now is much better than ever was, let me tell you. But there were some things that were better. Don't get me wrong. But Bacardi 151 was around back then. I don't think that's around anymore. I will say this though. Now we have OGs, and that trumps anything that I could say from 2001. Legalized marijuana, way better than whatever was going on in 2001. Not only that, but they just did something remarkable that we've talked about a whole bunch on this show. They've given us our best night's sleep possible with their brand new Sleep Edition gummies. They taste like aquaberry. I don't even know what an aquaberry is, but I'll from experience, I can say aquaberries are delicious. If I ever find them in nature, I'll gobble them all up. But OGs right now has their brand new 2-to-1 THC to CBN ratio. CBN being a compound that helps you not only fall asleep, but stay asleep. And THC gives you fun dreams to have. But more than anything, it gives you one of the best night's rest that you can get. And that is something that I am all about. And I know a lot of you guys are as well. So we highly recommend you check out OGs online at OGsBrands.com or on Instagram at OGsBrands. You can also find their products at your local dispensary. Must be 21 years or older to purchase. And of course, speaking of 21 years or older to purchase, I am sipping on a Hop Knot IPA from our friends at Four Peaks Brewing Company. The rest of our crew got to go out and take a haunted brewery tour on Thursday. And it was, from the looks of Lindsay's videos, incredible. I saw a grown-ass man running full speed throughout the brewery. It was fantastic. But of course, make sure to check that out. I don't know if they're doing that. I don't know if that's an ongoing event or if that was just kind of a one-time thing. But if they if you see that offered by Four Peaks, that's a fun time. And I know it's spooky season, so of course there's all sorts of fun things to do like that. But go out to Four Peaks because you know they got the pumpkin beers for this time of year. Leah says it was so fun. She had a blast. But we've got some pretty cool events in the works from our friends at Four Peaks, so make sure to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, make sure to grab your Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 and 8:30. There you go. Thank you, Leah. I appreciate that.
Charles Woodall Pike says, it was amazing. Saul hid behind me at one
point. Oh, I need to hear more of these stories, but fantastic. Make sure to go grab yourself some Four Peaks until we tell you about our next event. Get Four Peaks at your local grocery store. Leah lied. She says it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But yeah, go out there, find Four Peaks, do the haunted brewery tour. It's incredible. And get yourself some Four Peaks. Bring some home with you. They sometimes have like special Oktoberfest editions and things that you might not be able to find in your store out at the 8th Street Pub when you go for the Haunted Brewery Tour. And it must be 21 years or older to enjoy, and enjoy responsibly. Jesse, I want to look at it again just so I just can't believe this. You guys know all season long, we've been talking about the one division that matters. The only division in baseball that matters is the All City Division. And look who caught the fuck up with us, Jesse. Is that the Chicago Cubs on a 7-game win streak now equaling the total of the Arizona Diamondbacks at 73-86? I hate it here, Jesse. I hate it here.
The Chicago Cubs are the hottest team in baseball right now. And,
oh my God, change my mind.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure how this happened, but yeah, I get back from vacation and the Chicago Cubs they literally are. Like, they're 9-1 in their last 10. No other team in baseball is 9-1 or 10-0 at this point. So in their last 10 games. So the Chicago Cubs have been insane over the last couple of weeks. And sure enough, the D-backs have something to play for here, Derek. I don't want to hear anything about these last three games just being a throwaway. These are must-win games for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
They're must-win games for Jesse. Jesse needs this too, by the way. If Jesse gets to 75 wins, he gets to be insufferable all offseason. And I mean, I know it's only like 3 months, but still, he's going to be the worst. And like, I want that for him, kind of. Like, I want him to be able to be the worst. So I don't know, Charles Woodall Pike. I do not know how the Leah says at least the D-backs have the edge in games versus All City. They do have the edge there. They can't be defeated when it comes to that. They hold that record. But oh yeah, Elizabeth is blaming this one on Jesse. E11.
That I don't quite understand how that works.
No, I don't know, but it's fine.
I'm sort of used to blame this thing thrust on me for no reason. Look, so it's
sometimes
okay.
Sometimes you get the hold and the loss, Jesse. You explained that on an episode last week, and that might be what's happening here. But Braves take the lead in the Mets game, so we need to get out of here so Jesse can go watch it. Of course, I'm gonna go watch the Cardinals game for a second time because that's what I do when teams win. But
the most fraudulent 500 football team in the NFL.
How dare you? Wrap this up. Go back on vacation. I'm bringing Danielle back. We thank you guys for joining us. All of you, your wonderful baby angels that joined us during a postseason, post game for game like this, a series like this, when Cardinals win and all this other stuff's going on. We thank you guys so much for joining us. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Jesse is at Jesse N. Friedman. Our show is at @PHNX_DBacks. But of course, all roads lead to @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Tomorrow's Mailbag Monday, so make sure to shoot us a question or show up here live in the chat. Drop your question, that way we can answer them. Also, Thursday, we're giving away a whole bunch of free shit, man. I got a bunch of stuff to give away to you guys. So make sure to join us because only on Thursday, it's an early show. We're going at 11 a.m. so that Jesse can get out and get to the last media availability of the year for the Diamondbacks while I jump on a plane to Philadelphia. But we thank you guys so much for joining us. On behalf of Jesse and myself and Leah, we appreciate your time as always. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when your bullpen doesn't get the most losses in baseball.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.